A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication, with divine recompense. He comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. Then the lame will leap like a stag, the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert, and rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground springs of water. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. James. My brothers and sisters, show no partiality as you adhere to the faith in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ. For if a man with gold rings and fine clothes comes into your assembly, and a poor person in shabby clothes comes in, and you pay attention to the one wearing the fine clothes and say, sit here, please, while you say to the poor one, stand there, or sit at my feet, have you not made distinctions among yourselves and become judges with evil designs? Listen, my beloved brothers and sisters, did not God choose those who are poor in the world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom that he promised to those who love him? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears, and spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a lot of things going on in the world today, a lot of bad things, fires, earthquakes, hurricanes, violence, etc. I've discovered that in many ways I am always aware of the fear I have inside myself. What am I afraid of? Well, I'm afraid of not having enough money at the end of the month. I'm afraid for what is going to happen to me physically as I grow older, wondering if I will be able to take care of all the things I need to. I am afraid of not being the best husband, father, son, and deacon. I'm afraid of letting those who depend on me down. Actually, that's one of my greatest fears. I'm afraid of what the future holds in society. I'm very worried for the next generation. And I wonder if I'm doing enough good in the world. I could go on and on, but I'll spare you. But trust me, my list is long. Most of my life I have lived blindly chasing personal ambitions, not all of them fruitful or holy, I admit. Yet the older I get and the closer that I draw to Jesus, I begin to see things in a much different light. It is as if the light is being turned on. I have spent most of my earlier life chasing things that distract me from acknowledging my true purpose in life. But gently and lovingly, I have had my eyes and my ears opened. It is difficult at times to go through this, at least when I look through the lenses of a secular mindset. But through the lenses of faith, I see things much brighter. Our reading from Isaiah today is a glorious, hopeful, and encouraging text. Be strong, fear not. He comes to save you. The Jewish people knew all about struggle. They were conquered, enslaved many times. We are also enslaved, although not physically. We are enslaved by sin, by comfort, and by selfish desires. At every time needed, God raised up a prophet to go and announce and remind them that God is the one in control. How easily they forget time after time the wonderful ways that God saved their forefathers. But when they got complacent and comfortable, they slowly turned away from God. God allowed them to suffer the consequences of their actions and unfaithfulness. Yet those who remained faithful never fell away. They always endured through trials and persecutions because of God's grace. There was always a remnant, a group of faithful left to carry on and pass on the faith that had been entrusted to them. So what would we do in today's times if we were to face the same trials and persecutions? What is the breaking point of our faith? What would it take for us to stop coming to Mass or to not believe in God at all? Would it be because of somebody, a bad interaction with another person, not having Mass said the way that you prefer it, a bad homily from your deacon? That's funny. Or would it take something, someone telling you that you can't go to Mass, like what is happening in a lot of other countries in the world, or worse yet, being killed or martyred for going to church? In our country, we are becoming godless at an alarming rate. If you want a great summary of how we got to where we are, do a Google search of this talk. It was given in 1965 by Paul Harvey. It is called If I Were the Devil. It's sobering to say the least, and here is a short sample of what he wrote. Mind you, this was in 1965. If I were the devil, if I were the prince of darkness, I would want to engulf the whole world in darkness. If I were the devil, I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree. Thee. If I were the devil, I would have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves until each in its own was consumed. If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild. Before you knew it, you'd have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door. That's just a small sample. The rest of it is even more sobering. So when we hear those words today from Isaiah, be strong and fear not, do these words truly comfort you? Or are they only sentimental? Do we truly believe that God is all-powerful? Or do we think he wound up the watch and got the world going and just sits back as time ticks on? At every baptism, there is a part of the rite called the Ephphatha, which means be opened. We just heard that word in the gospel where Jesus performed the miracle of giving a deaf and mute man the ability to hear and to speak clearly. The Greek word for that is orthos, which means to hear correctly or rightly, as in the word orthodox, which denotes having a clear and right opinion. That meant that this man's healing was not only physical, but it was spiritual. The importance of that in the rite of baptism means that when the priest or deacon crosses over the ears and mouth during the baptism, a gift of future discernment is present. So when they hear or speak the word of God, it is heard and said clearly and rightly. Jesus shows us that in this miracle, his power is not only in that moment in that man's life, but also in his ability to use this new gift going forward. Imagine for a moment if we who have been baptized made the conscious decision to allow this miracle in us to bear fruit. In our world, the Word of God is being squashed, minimized, and glossed over. Many today do not even take what God said literally. If we profess to be Christians and believe in the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, why would we not take his words, miracles, and teachings seriously? No one will ever come to the knowledge of the truth of Jesus if we don't believe it ourselves. We cannot give what we ourselves do not possess. And we fool ourselves if we expect the world to change just because we come to Mass every week. Jesus is God. Jesus has the power to perform miracles in our lives. If we were humble enough to trust, faithful enough to believe, hopeful enough to follow, and courageous enough to try, Jesus said that we can do the same things as him, and even greater yet. If we start by asking God what he wants us to do to help, he will answer that prayer. When he moves you to change, do it and be persistent. We are in a time when he can and will perform incredible miracles if we believe in him. Be strong, fear not, because if we don't, if I were the devil, I'd just keep on doing what he's doing.
Please stand as we profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, whom the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our Lord Jesus has done all things well. How confident and joyful are our prayers for others when we hear those consoling words in praise of the one who makes the deaf hear and the dumb speak.
For our shepherds in the church, that their efforts in the demanding work of preaching may be united with those of Jesus, who also struggled at times to open the ears of the deaf to his good news. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace, that with the Lord we may sustain the orphans and the widows and set the captives free, give food to the hungry, and stand fast for justice for all who are oppressed. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are displaced from their homes through natural disasters, war, oppression, and financial difficulties, that the God of mercy will support them in mind, heart, and body through all their difficulties. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all of our military, police, first responders, and all those who work to care for all in trouble, that they be given the strength to do their jobs during times of difficulty. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
On this Labor Day weekend, we pray that all who long for meaningful work and a living wage with which to support their family may have their needs met. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray for all the faithful departed, and especially for the special intentions of our St. Robert Bellarmine parishioners for whom this Mass is being offered. May God receive all the faithfully departed into his heavenly embrace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, you have opened our hearts to the gospel. You've opened our lips to proclaim it. Receive the prayers of these believers, baptized in the saving grace of your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. As the altar is prepared, we invite you to join us in singing our hymn of preparation, Open My Eyes, which is on page 659 of your hymnal. That's number 659.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and all of his holy church.
O God, who give us the gift of true prayer and of peace,